Hi, I'm Rachel, your dietitian, here with the Hy-Vee Nutrition Minute. Today I'm going to introduce MyPlate, which is a tool to help you build healthy meals and snacks. And MyPlate reminds you to do two different important things with your food. It helps you remember to include all five food groups. And the groups are fruits and veggies, proteins, grains, and dairy foods. The other thing MyPlate helps you with is portion sizes. So for example, you want to have about half of your plate as fruits and veggies. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to eat healthy and stay active.
Hi, Lauren here at Lifetime with Olivia. Olivia, tell me a little bit about cycling. What do you do?
So I teach cycle here at Lifetime, and you can see we're in our cycle studio. We've got a huge capacity and a whole lot of fun in this room happens. So here at Lifetime, people come in, they use it for their cardio. Some people use it as an opportunity to train for future events. But it's all in all, it's just an opportunity to increase your cardiovascular capacity, get a little stronger in your legs, and have a whole lot of fun doing it.
So when you walk into the room, what is the first thing you should know about a cycling bike?
So the most important thing to know is how to set it up correctly. Being right on the bike is going to prevent you from hurting your knees, hurting your back. It's going to make you comfortable, or as comfortable as you can get on a bike. So the first thing you want to adjust is your seat. There's two ways it goes. It goes up and down, and it goes forward and back. So going up and down, we're going to unscrew it here. If you're not sure where to start, the best thing to do is stand right next to it, and you'll find your hip, and you're going to bring the seat up to about the same height as your hip.
Oh, Victor. Oh, no. I don't know if the seat goes there.
Next thing we have to adjust is your handlebars. Good place to start is somewhere right in the middle. So you're not all the way tall and you're not all the way down. You'll know by the end of class if that's where you like to be or if next time you want to change up how you're feeling.
Is it okay to adjust your bike in the middle of class?
Absolutely. Anytime you feel like something's off, it's better to adjust in the middle of class than go through a whole class with something hurting.
What is similar between this bike in a studio and a bike that we're going to be riding on?
So what you get out of both is you get the same movement, the same muscles working, you get the same benefit. What's different is that you don't have to balance here. So without the balance, actually what changes is the momentum. In a outdoor bike, you're actually at an angled momentum, and that's what allows you to balance. Here in a studio, you're actually working on a flywheel, or it's a magnet that turns that wheel around. The momentum is self-engaging, so as soon as you start pedaling, that magnet catches, and it keeps your momentum. So you'll feel that's what smooths it out. On a bike outside, what's going to smooth it out is your own power.
So how long is the typical cycle class that you teach?
So most cycle classes are an hour. During the winter, we get people in here for longer just because people are training for things coming up in the summer or spring. So we'll do some 90-minute or two-hour classes. We've even done a couple of three-hour for the diehards out there. But on the average class during the year is a full hour. So you figure 10 minutes or so of warm-up and a good 5 to 10 minutes of cool-down and then a kick butt 40 minutes in the middle of just working hard.
Well, do you want to put us through a little quick
warm-up? I would love to. I would love to.
All right, great. Now it's time to bring in our junior reporter, standing by with number 14, Stefan Diggs.
Caught Diggs, heads to the far side, 25-20-15, lights it for the end zone, touchdown Vikings!
Are you looking forward to the brand new U.S. Bank Viking Stadium?
I'm definitely excited. Everybody says nothing but good things about it. I haven't been in it yet, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a surprise and a lot of good things should happen.
How old were you when you started playing?
I started playing when I was five. I got started when I was five. My dad got me into football, so I was pretty young, maybe a little too young.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, I'm kind of old. My favorite Disney movie? You just made my mind go blank with such good questions. I can't remember any Disney movies right now. She said Bambi. I'm going to go with Bambi then.
Who do you win an arm wrestling competition on the team?
Who would I win or who would beat me?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would beat me, but I think, Adrian Peterson got a nice grip, so I don't know. I got a chance.
What was your favorite toy growing up?
I like the, yeah, I mean, I like PS4, but I was really like, I just like being outside all the time, running around a lot, you know, getting dirty, coming in the house and getting yelled at.
What is your go-to dance movie?
Oh, my dance move or dance movie?
Yeah.
My dance move? Maybe Can You Dig It, or like dig a little bit with the shovel. I gotta teach you. You ready?
Yeah.
Go like this. Just do like this with your hands and then you're done.
What is your touchdown dance?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Same thing. I do the same thing. You just go like this.
Thanks, Stephon Diggs.
Thanks for having me. Ah.